Blog Praise Talk the Lord. Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning, boys and girls and parents around the world. This is Kim Williams of the Love Truth Show. This is 2018. This is the day that our Lord has made. We must rejoice and be glad in it. We must rejoice and be glad in it. Hope you had a wonderful Martin Luther King Jr. celebration day yesterday of service and gratitude and love towards all mankind. Welcome to the Love Truth Ministry Show. I'm your host, again, Kim Williams. I would like to take a time out to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for this blessing and opportunity. I can thank my listening audience for taking time to listen to my show, and thank Blog Talk Radio and Google for their platform. Psalms 119, verse 105, Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And Romans 1, verse 19, For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For he is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For he is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. And John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Boys and girls, we're going to prayer. That's the day again, celebration of Martin Luther King, life, service to mankind, and especially to the African-American community and to the kingdom of God. It's very important to recognize people who make a difference in your life. So throughout the day, throughout the week, months, and years, always say gratitude and remember those folks who made a difference in your life, those in your own household, your own family, your own community, and those on a broader stand like Martin Luther King. Maybe he didn't come out your house, but he's somebody you recognize through history who made a difference for people. If you're African-American, people of color, you know what kind of difference he made in your life. History proven where we are today because of the work of men and women like Martin Luther King. Maybe it's your grandparents who did something when he came to the Civil Rights Movement. It could be so many different things, but just remember this gratitude and peace and joy. Wisdom, that's the first part of wisdom. Another part of wisdom is recognize those people who make a difference. And yesterday was our day to stand up, serve, praise, worship, be grateful, be thankful for Martin Luther King. As we think about the sacrifice that he made, we think about the ultimate sacrifice that our Lord and Savior made when he stepped out and turned to this world to give us everlasting life. Those who listen, who have not gave your heart to Jesus, cry out to the hills where y'all come from and call on him. Ask him to your heart to be your Lord and Savior. Again, this is 2018. I'm going to start with prayer before I go into any more scriptures because I think this is our prayer time together. Oh, Heavenly Father, come to your throne. Give you thanks and praise for the life like mobility. Again, we thank you for the life and legacy of Martin Luther King Jr. and his wife, Loretta Scott King. We'd like to thank you for the men and women around the world who stood up for holiness, for righteousness. And those people of the civil rights movement and people who fought against any type of oppressor, we give you thanks and praise. We ask every man, woman, boy, and girl on this line have a wonderful, glorious day in school, week, month, year, and they say steadfast focus on you. And they focus on their schoolwork. They focus on how they can contribute to this world while they're here, in this life, in this room, in their home, in their family, in their community, in their church, how you would like them to serve. If they seek the kingdom of God with all their heart, soul, and spirit, and mind, that we seek you, we hear your voice, and go forth. We pray they have an active day of learning, a safe day of learning, a peaceful day of learning, a joyful day of learning, a gratitude, a grateful day of learning. We pray that as children getting up, no matter where they are around the world, that God, we ask you to close them with holes on their back, clothes, shoes on their feet, food on their stomach, a safety house, a safe they live, wherever they live in, whatever kind of environment they in, that you move them from negativity and bring them in, don't just surround them with a fence of protection, a love, peace, and joy. So they live in a war zone, that they're protected from it, and all they hear is your peace, your love, and joy. We are your children. We just ask to give them peace through it all, so they can see they're separated from the nonsense of this world. They are in your hand. They are your children. And they thrive to do the things you call them to do, as being respectful to the elders, doing their schoolwork, teaching the children properly, willing to help, teach the children with a loving, willing heart. Teach all children, regardless of their race, who they are. Get back on, but study, teach, and be patient and loving towards each other. We ask you, God, and we thank you for keeping the bullies away from the children, and stop children from being bullies, and adults from being bullies, and from being bullied. They have safe travel as they go to school, out of school, and when they come home from school, God. That you is our God, you is our Lord, you is our Savior, our Redeemer, and all power and glory belong to you. All power and glory belong to you. Give you thanks and praise and all these things we ask in your holy name, Jesus. And before I go into scripture, I'm going to play a little bit of looking song by Stevie Wonder, just to set the move again. Martin Luther King Day, as y'all can hear in the words for the song. So. And that's for Martin Luther King Jr. Children, you think my wisdom, hope you had your books and stuff out, that y'all had started a vision board. I spoke to you about last week. Go vision board, help you set up a plan for life. And like, regardless of what your age is, it can be a weekly plan, it can be a month, it can be, you can start off small. You say, well, if I want to, this is my plan for the next month or week or next 6 months. later, like, on next 4 months, because you're still in school, another 4 more months before you're out for summer break or some of y'all. Or what I want to accomplish within this year. And then you can make another one, make up a different one. One of what you accomplish, not only this year, maybe 4 years, maybe this is what I want to accomplish when I, from now, and what I want to look at the future. Put a picture of what you want your future to look like. And just believe it, and just know that you can do all things through Jesus Christ to give you strength. It's not going to be easy. Some things for some people just seem like it's easy. And it might be easy for some people. Depends on their background and who's around them and their connection point. But you have Jesus who says steadfast and stay focused. So I wouldn't say it wouldn't be easy. I'm not going to say it's going to be hard either. I just speak life over you. Because I know different people had different type of outcome. But work on your vision plan, no matter what age you are. And things you desire, things you look forward to, things you would like to accomplish. Maybe you want to work on your attitude to be more pleasant, be more kinder, have more patience. Or maybe you want to ask God to help you with creativity. Maybe you want to create something. You want to work on a project. You want to discover something and ask God steps towards that. Or maybe you're a person who already know how to do something. Maybe you crochet and you want to finish a project. And you say, well, I'm going to give myself actually many days to learn how to do X, Y, Z and accomplish that goal. Maybe it's a scarf or a hat or a painting you want to do. Regardless if you know how to paint or whatever you want to accomplish it, you want to just go for it. Taking small chunks, those small bites to get through the whole process. So that's what I'm supposed to be working on anyway myself. I have written down in my book, which I keep, but I have to make a big board and just plan things, of things to look forward to. So you can go right to the book of Habakkuk, and it talks about writing down your vision. So that's something I want you to think about. And know that you can do all things through Jesus Christ to give you strength. It said, write the vision and make it plain. And you won't faint as you look at your plan. You see a destination, you see a point of reference, something to focus on, something to reach for. So I end you today with love, peace, and joy, and hoping you have a wonderful day in Jesus' name. And this is our interval, 15 minutes together for praise and worship. So have a wonderful day, boys and girls. Take the school bells with me. School bells is ringing, and as you hear it, it's true. So this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Have a wonderful, prosperous, active day, week, month, year of learning and teaching the boys and girls. Love and peace in Jesus' name. Have a good day, everyone.